Welcome back. Barry Lenehan here with you tonight, substituting for Colm O'Mungon. But our starting team, our panel tonight, a reminder, is Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator, Independent Senator Alice Mary Higgins, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal, and Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Of course, you still can get in touch. The text is 51551. Tweet at late debate RTE, or you could drop us a line via email, latedebate@rte.ie. Help us shape our conversation over the next little while, which now moves on to this. The World Meteorological Organization says temperatures will rise over the next 5 years. It's the latest in a litany of grave warnings about our climate, but political consensus on what to do about it is still absent. Harry McGee, Eamon Ryan before the Transport Committee today, against the backdrop of this grave warning from the WMO, he was talking about sectoral emissions. What did he have to say?
Yeah, we're talking specifically in relation to transport. So the Climate Action Plan has set out sectoral ceilings between 2021 and 2025. And it looks like it's on target, 40% achieved in 2020 and 2021 and 2022. But you have to take into account that both of those years were affected somewhat by COVID. So there was less transport on the road. And the evidence from this year is that traffic has returned to pre-COVID levels. Mm-hmm. And despite this huge movement towards sustainable public travel, towards a lessening of fossil fuels, the mercury is still continuing to rise. And he himself, who was one of his, seems to be one of life's eternal optimists, but even he was admitting that it's going to be touch and go as to whether the transport sector will meet its obligations by 2025. And I can tell you, from what I've seen of the evidence, I don't think it is going to meet it. I think, okay, there has been a big uptake in electric vehicles, but I don't think it's enough to balance the return of traffic
Eamon
to the roads.
Saying that even if electric vehicle uptake continues to meet targets, or it does meet targets, it won't solve congestion problems in Irish towns and cities. That was his admission today.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like everything else, you know, it's you know, the solutions are complicated, and the solutions will take time, and time really isn't on the government side or on anybody's side when we come to climate change and the statistics from a global meteorological perspective that were released today are stark and are frightening and command urgent response. And I think the claim that the opposition would make is that the Greens are in government. They've been talking the talk. But I think when it comes to walking the walk, there are deficits there, and they're becoming more and more apparent every day and every week.
Are there deficits there, Alice Mary Higgins? Are you worried?
Yeah, I'm extremely worried, and there's huge deficits there. There's deficits right the way along. You know, if you just look at transport, the fact is over half of the new cars that have been sold are SUVs. And there hasn't been the decision to make, for example, the decision they made in France to tax cars in terms of weight. If you look to the elephant in the room, one of the reasons that Ireland scored so badly on another recent, I think we were very much the highest in Europe, I think 12% increase in emissions when other countries were reducing. And we were told, well, that's about aviation. But it's also about the fact that Ireland has a big aviation leasing industry and that we give over 600 million a year in a tax relief on aviation, on jet kerosene. But looking at the bigger picture then, the fact is much of the world is at risk of becoming unlivable. And the models and the solutions that have been put forward are still based on how can we do climate action but make it profitable? Mm-hmm. And that test of
so
making it profitable
for you.
And is almost, you know, how can we make it be business as usual or tweak business as usual rather than the kind of transformative change that we need to make?
Barry Ward, we had even yesterday the action plan and no parking spaces for those in the public service. It was largely derided by the panel here in this studio last night. Is the government taking this issue urgently enough, do you think?
Well, the government is. I don't think that...
What about the deficits identified?
Well, I don't think banning parking spaces in town is going to to solve the problem. And Eamon Ryan talks about congestion. Like, congestion is unpleasant and unnecessary, but if it's congestion with electric cars, for example, it's much less problematic. But there are lots of initiatives there. It was always going to be the case that dealing with carbon emissions was going to be backloaded. And there is an awful lot of really exciting work going on, for example, in wind power, in Codling Bank and the Kish Bank in Dublin Bay and the Irish Sea, for example, on the West Coast. As those projects develop, you'd have to say that the level at which we're decreasing emissions is going to increase.
But is the government serious about tackling those emissions? Look at, say, for instance, the expansion of Dublin Port, which could see a 75% rise in the number of trucks of the M50 and associated rise in emissions. And Eamon Ryan seems powerless to do anything about that.
No.
Is that expansion not contradicting your climate goals?
It isn't. And that expansion is a little bit away as well. But if you look at the figures that have, for example, if you look at the Eurostat figures that have assessed carbon emissions from Ireland, they are based on economic activity, for example. And because a lot of the services industry here generates more GDP, which is the basis for that, it's a misread of where the actual figures are. If you look at the APA figures, they're more optimistic. But, you know, we all
recognise... They're still pessimistic.
I was going to say, we all recognise that there is a massively urgent problem here. Be in no doubt that the government knows that and is taking the steps to deal with it.
I just to say, I mean, first of all, Ireland is still, even on any of the figures, Ireland is doing badly. Our energy consumption is going up. Our emissions are going up.
Barry Ward doesn't seem
to
think
when other countries are moving in the other direction. We are expanding into new areas. Our data centre use went up by 265%. But just to go back on your point that the new public bodies mandate, the public bodies mandate should be far more ambitious in terms of what it's doing. But one of the choices that was made when the Climate Act went through was that public bodies mandate didn't include semi-states. And that was a really missing piece. So that's why I had legislation, and I do welcome that legislation has passed second stage yesterday
that's
in
right,
the Senate.
Remind us what that involves.
And so this is basically to look to two of the semi-states that we have in the country, which have a huge responsibility on land. So Quilcha were responsible for 7% of all the land in the state, Bortnamona for 1%. And their mandates still, you know, as of now, are, in the case of Bortnamona, to produce and market turf, in terms of Quilcha, to carry on the business of forestry on a commercial basis. These are old mandates, and my bill would put biodiversity and climate change into the central mandate of these bodies.
Bortnamona doesn't produce turf anymore.
Oh, no, it doesn't in terms of its activities, but the mandates, the objects of the company haven't changed. And because you have this commercial bottom line in both of those companies, it means that whatever climate or biodiversity action you're taking...
Well, Bornemona would say that it's already making significant efforts to address both the climate and biodiversity crisis.
And some of those are being made because they're being pushed by regulation, are the state as a shareholder. But the state also has the power to actually put public interest, in the case of Bortnamona also, just transition into the central mandate of these bodies.
Yeah, and I do really welcome Alice Mary's bill, and it's good that it's gone through to second stage. But if you look at the Bordnamona in particular, and you look at the Mid-Shannon Wilderness Park, they were promised when peat extraction stopped, the people in the local community were promised 20 years ago now that they were going to have a wilderness park, an amenity, some community gain, because, you know, the stopping peat extraction, it took away jobs and all of that. The community were promised this. That has now been withdrawn. They've been told they won't be getting their wilderness park. They won't be getting that amenity. The plan is to put a wind farm there, but they're still going to have to use electricity to keep the land in the condition that the wind farm can be put on.
In a general sense, where does Sinn Féin sit on emissions targets? Because the Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns, she gave an interview to News Talk there recently. She says she doesn't know what Sinn Féin will do. The party can't get any clarity on what your climate policy is, and they're your perspective. Coalition partners in the next government. So can you respond to that charge? Holly Kearns, she doesn't know what she'll do about the climate, or she can't get any clarity on it.
You know, Deputy Kearns can read our website just the same as anyone else can, and they'll see the policies there. But I think
she says they're lacking specifics, and that has been the charge against Sinn Féin.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we're not going to pick a figure, because that's what the government have done. They have set targets, and they are now going to miss those targets. They did not share with the members.
Kind of everybody's friend, so a little bit, Louise, aren't you, with the
They did not share with the members of the opposition the data that they were going to rely on. And we see instead that the government have, instead of front-loading what they can do, they have backloaded everything. So everything is going to happen, but just not
but
now.
But just being non-committal on those targets, is it not a disservice both to the electorate and indeed communities, coastal communities, farming communities who are affected by this issue?
I think it's a grave disservice to people to set targets without a plan on how those targets are going to be met in the first instance. I think it's also a grave disservice to people, particularly people on low incomes, to expect that we are somehow going to be able to consume our way out of this climate emergency, and we're not going to. And the more the Green Party and the government talk about people have, you know, buying electric vehicles or getting their houses retrofitted, you know, we should start with the coldest homes first. That is a key policy for Sinn Féin. Start with the coldest homes first. Those homes are occupied by the people on the lowest income. Let them get their homes instead of the 2 to 3 year wait that there is at the moment. Allow people who are going to be the coldest in their homes to get their homes retrofitted. Prioritise that. Prioritise public transport, which is for everybody, instead of telling people, I mean, the same people that told me to buy a diesel car the last time they were in government telling me I have to buy an electric car now. You know, people don't have that kind of money. We're in the middle of a cost of living crisis.
There is a huge economic justice issue. You do need to start from the ground up because the wealthiest do drive climate change. But let's be really clear. You know, the business models are negotiable, but what's not negotiable is the planetary. So in terms of targets, we don't get to set targets based on what we think we can do. We have to recognise we're in a literally planetary boundary, and the hard target is 1.5 degrees and what we know will cause, you know, the deaths right across the world and hit the poorest hardest right across the world and in Ireland.
And lots of you getting in touch on this issue. 25 years ago, Navan was to get a rail line. 25 years later, the rail has got as far as the M3 Park and Ride. Wow, says that person. I think I've used that station myself, actually. How come politicians are not reducing their own carbon footprints? It's insane for the world to be in this situation. Humans were never meant to be changing the climate the way we have, says Michael. And another person in here saying, Mike saying, first step in reducing greenhouse gases from the agri sector is to abolish intensive livestock farming, i.e. reducing stocking rates. That's from Mike. Thanks for sharing your views there.